Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You startled me.
Gridlock. Gridlock.
Gridlock.
Gridlock.
Not our best day for on-time attendance. Show wise.
Apparently, as Oscar might have mentioned, and Oscar's in a horrible traffic jam, as was Pony.
Yes.
And one person wasn't. And oddly enough, that individual lives the furthest away. Mm. And it was you, Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
You waltzed into work on time today. How did that happen with this incredible gridlock in the city of Washington, D.C.?
Well, for one thing, Mike, broadcast excellence. And
there
the other
go.
Thing is that Oscar...
Own it. You say anything you want. It's all you, pal.
Oscar
all
was,
you.
Oscar also, the real reason he's late. Pony was late because of a screw-up on the Beltway, mm-hmm. an accident on the Beltway. Oscar was stopped at the border.
Well, all I know is it's one of those horrible days in our nation's capital. Lord knows I dealt with plenty of those.
Yes.
You know, I tell the story about when I went back to do a morning show at the ill-fated Edge 105.9, and I got up in Manassas, Virginia, and hit the road at 4:30 in the morning.
Right.
And wherein, when I used to do a morning show decades ago in the 80s,
yeah.
I would waltz in with empty roads and watch the sun come up over
yep.
the Washington Monument and enjoy my lovely little commute in, where the difference was that when I hopped on the road at 4:30 decades later, full-fledged rush hour.
It had already
Washington,
begun.
D.C.,
yeah.
At 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what we are dealing with, and that's what people deal with. I have to say this. I don't say it enough. We have tons of listeners in the Washington, D.C. area, and I have to say my heart goes out to all of you.
Oh, it's the
worst. I don't know how you deal with it. It just, to me, is something that probably takes years off of people's lives.
I will say is that my ride in the morning can be anywhere from insufferable to okay, depending on the factors. But at least when I leave here, it's usually a pretty easy ride home.
Right.
I don't know how the 9-to-5ers do it. The ones that have to do it both ways.
Right.
I'd kill myself. It's the worst.
It's the worst. And what it is, I'll tell a little story. In the D.C. suburbs, here's a developer. Here's the people that...
Danny Developer?
The Danny Developer. I'm Danny Developer. And here's the government.
Hi, I'm the government.
Danny Developer says, I want to build a community with 10,000 houses. What's the government's name? Little Government? Billy Government.
Okay.
Billy Government says,
okay, whatever you want.
Good. I want to start now.
But shouldn't we have roads to accommodate all those houses?
No need. Let me start.
Okay, that's fine.
So the big developers...
Doesn't Billy Government always ask, though, don't the houses have to all look alike?
Yeah.
Can the houses all look alike?
Yes, and they'll be very cheap. But they'll all have granite countertops.
That's perfect for me.
So Danny Developer builds everywhere. Everywhere.
Sure.
I mean, absolutely everywhere. There are homes built everywhere, all the time, constantly.
Right.
And no infrastructure whatsoever, and that causes gridlock. We have major arteries in Washington, D.C., Route 66 in Northern Virginia.
Crumbling.
Route 270 in Maryland.
Crumbling.
And woefully inadequate to accommodate the volume of people slaying the dragon. Oh, and by the way, the people that all have jobs, and by the way, the employment in the Washington, D.C. area, stunningly above average.
Right.
You want to get a job, come here. That's why people come here. But we don't make anything.
No.
We don't make anything.
Well,
There's nothing manufactured.
Look at us. What do we make? We make air.
We make air, but at least we're entertaining people, Rob.
Well, some people
You can't lump us into the lobbyist category.
No.
You get a lot of people in the tech sector that do that kind of stuff, but we're not.
Hey, that would be a great modern DJ name.
Tech sector.
Hey, I'm tech sector, but spell it T-E-K.
Tech sector with a K.
And you know what? Based on that, my opening spiel is over. We can open the mailbag, Mike, now because you just made my brain hurt.
I want you to know that we still do not have the new version of the Korean Airlines theme, but some listener sent me a soulful version a theme for the mailbag. I think you're going to like the music of Cat Wright and the Indomitable Soul Band.
All right. It's all about you, people. Let's listen.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
Oh, yes.
All the time. All these things that I do.
It's all about you. It is.
It's all about you. Uh-huh. All the time.
I love it.
Isn't that nice?
That's fantastic. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Jim Carnaggio.
Yeah. Oh, he's a good boy.
Jim Carnaggio. He's a good boy. He's also a very famous listener and a swell dad, according to his son Brian. Hey, Jim Carnaggio, hope you have a great day and you get a big bowl of pasta big as your head. Congratulations to Sarah Hansen, who will receive her college diploma this Saturday from OSU, Oklahoma State University. Like Oscar, she worked very hard to accomplish her educational goals. And again, like Oscar, she's moving home to live with her parents while she contemplates her future.
Watch out for that washing machine.
Way to go, Sarah. Greetings to Johnny Hicks.
Knew you'd love it.
Johnny Hicks of Buffalo, New York. He just turned 40 and has spent more than half of those 40 years as a Mike O'Mara listener. Wow, that's great. Happy birthday, Johnny Hicks.
Johnny Hicks!
Love that. Sounds like a guitar player.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. Johnny Hicks played with Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Hey, you know what? It would be Johnny Hicks and his Hot Licks.
There's some great names on the mailbag today. Sydney Chad. Sydney Chad turns 10 on Saturday. I love your name, Sydney Chad. And we'll hear this greeting while she's on her way to a San Francisco Giants game.
Cool.
Happy birthday, Sydney. Go Giants! Woo! Go Giants! Happy birthday. That's fantastic. And Sydney, I hope you have a fantastic 10th birthday. Guess who wants the TMOS birthday song?
Who?
It's Julian Devereaux.
Ah, yes, Julian.
Devereaux?
Yeah. It's a French spelling.
It's not Devereaux?
Yeah, I know. It looks like, you know what? It looks like someone is rebelling against their French heritage.
Devereaux. Julian Devereaux, that's who. He hasn't missed an episode since the terrestrial days, so let's sing for him real good.
All right.
Happy birthday, Julian. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
French Julian.
Carol Lance writes, happy birthday on May 6th to my daughter, Melissa. She listens to the show every day, and so do I. It gives us one more thing to bond over.
Nice.
We talk and we laugh about the show every time we see each other. Thank you for the huge effort that you obviously put into making every show the best. And please don't ever stop. And please have a meet and greet in Raleigh, North Carolina. Let me check on that.
Okay.
We do the meet and greet in Raleigh, North Carolina.
No, we can't. I'm sorry.
You know what, Mike? We could actually ask someone who's close to Raleigh if it's possible.
Okay, very good. You want to do that?
Yes. I don't know that we want to go into the big city.
Oh, it's Barney Fife.
Boo!
The late Don Knotts, everybody. Right on to the letters now. Hello, gentlemen. In the past couple of weeks, Oscar has used the word soliloquy twice.
Oh.
First to describe Rob's T-shirt slogan, and secondly to describe a Facebook post made by Mike. Oh, I wish he was here, but he's stuck in traffic.
He is.
Would Oscar mind defining the word soliloquy? We're going to wait for Oscar to arrive for that.
We'll let him do that on his own?
Yeah, we're not going to do shtick with that. We're going to let him arrive, and that's Pete in Syracuse.
So skip the actual definition then.
That's right. Okay. Hold on to it. Hold on to it, because I really, really would like Oscar to give us the you know.
Listen, it's amazing.
We can discuss. I think of it as a Shakespearean term.
You're very close.
That's what I think.
You're
about
very close.
What I think
yeah.
about. And we have the actual definition when Oscar gets here. Good day, TMOS. My name is Austin Welch, and I want to request a shout out to my mother, Christy, aka Big Red.
Oh dear!
Wow.
Mm.
It's Big Red, the bobblehead, the Big Red bobblehead.
I remember him.
Hey, I'm Austin's mom, Christy.
Does she look like John Goodman?
Hold on a second.
I hope.
I hope not.
Since I have this now, I might as well go into my little machine and see.
Big Red, the bobblehead. We almost stayed at a Red Roof Inn when we did one of our pleasure trips, Mike.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Hey, that's great. My name's Christy. How are you?
Hey, do you go by a nickname?
Yeah, I'm Big Red, the Big Red Bobblehead.
Why do they call you Big Red?
Hey, I like the way the reverb just kind of left all on its own.
Hey, that's what happens when you buy $10 voice changers.
Hey, how's it sounding?
Sound okay? It sounds good, yeah, but there's no
Christy,
reverb.
My son's name is Austin Welch, and I'm really looking forward to Mother's Day because I've got a great son, Austin. Hold on. Excuse me.
What was
that's
that?
Something in my throat.
What was it?
Yeah, it was great. The second time.
Who are you again?
I'm Christy. I'm Christy Welch.
Do you have a nickname?
Big Red.
You know what I love about you? We've talked before, and people should
What's
know
that?
This. Your bewitching laugh.
Thank you.
Like an angel.
Yeah! So anyway, I love it when Austin swears.
Do you?
And I love it when he calls me Big Red.
That's nice.
So I just want to say, Austin, I love you. This is Mommy.
Big Red.
This is Mommy.
Hey, did you ever sing him a lullaby when he was a little kid?
I did. Would you like to hear one?
Oh, I'm more than anything.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
It's not really a lullaby. It's
really?
It's a classic that I was probably made famous during the 40s or 50s.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure. But let me sing this to Austin.
All right.
Okay? Austin, this is Mommy. This is Big Red Christy. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. I love you, Austin.
Sell it, baby.
How much is that doggy in the window? I wonder if he is for sale. Austin, Mommy loves you.
That made me sleepy.
Big Red Christy out.
She's single?
Yeah. Wow, that's
she
that's
used
amazing.
To be.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting.
Red hot.
Austin, thank you very much. I bet you didn't expect that. Hi, guys. Next letter. I've been listening to Mike since I was 15, and I would like to get a birthday greeting for my 45th birthday from either Lancelot Link, Mata Hari, or the Baron. By the way, I'll understand if you deny me, as I was responsible for bringing you the worst porn star interview that you ever had at WJFK.
Wow.
Alexis, Texas. I think I remember
that. Oh, that was really bad.
Didn't she have a particular nickname? Wasn't she the queen?
Yeah, I believe she was.
Wasn't she the A queen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
I believe you're right. And you know what? That's not an actual... She's not an actual member of the royal family. That's more of an honorary title.
Let me look up.
Take a look for her? Sure.
Yeah, I just want to see if she's still...
I remember she was not... she was a lovely lady, but not particularly well-spoken. You know who was a good interview back in the WJFK days? Was Nikki Knockers. She was excellent.
Amberlynn was nice, too.
Yeah, very nice. Mm-hmm.
All right, going in there. This always jams up my computer real good.
Mike, why don't you just hit your search history?
She still has an official website. And, now, see, I don't remember her looking like that.
Maybe it's a new Alexis, Texas. Maybe it's like disc jockeys where they just Lassie, where they just keep replacing them.
I am at least 18 years of age, 21 in some localities, and have the legal right to possess adult material in my community.
All yes.
Right, I'll say enter here.
A thousand times yes. Click the.
Oh, yep. That's what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's doing that right there.
Sure.
Oh, my. Yeah, she's lovely. She's a lovely girl.
Just not much of a talker.
No, not at all. But
well, when you're facing that direction.
Yeah, the mic doesn't pick her up.
All right. Alexis, Texas. I don't know how this guy did that, but let's see. He wants, what's his name here? That's not awesome. It's Frank Mayo.
Hey, today's his big day.
Oh, it's his birthday?
No, it's Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, Cinco de Mayo. Thank you, Rob.
Do you want to spin for this?
He said, I was hoping to meet you guys, but the only person I met was Beth Ann, sad trombone.
Oh.
This is Frank Mayo who wants Lancelot Link. Let's
see
what happens.
Let's see how we
okay?
do.
Monkey. Monkey!
Hey.
Wow!
Wins.
Hello, Frank Mayo. This is the Baron. I'm the Baron. Lancelot Link is not here right now. I can bring in Mata Hari if you'd like me to.
I would like that very much.
He comes right now, Mata Hari.
What are we going to do now, Lancelot?
Hey, did somebody tell me to come in here at the same time? I was watching Alexis Texas pornos.
Yeah, I'm all leaving now. Goodbye and have a happy birthday.
They're all gone. Thank you.
It's funny. Their feet look like hands.
That's a three for everybody. Hey, boys, my sister Karen is turning 47 this year, which means that, hello, Karen. That, by the way, the best pronunciation of Karen is Ray Liotta in Goodfellas.
Yes.
You know? Come on, Karen!
Karen?
My sister Karen is turning 47 this year, which means that we have been listening to Mr. Mike O'Mara for half of our lives. A lot of that today.
Yeah.
Making me feel old.
I think it must have to do with the hot, low pressure. They're sad.
Living in Reno, we've been fortunate enough to see all the live shows back to the Don and Mike days. She is a mail carrier and listens to podcasts to help get her through long days. Perfect job for podcasts.
Good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't do the Facebook, but it would be great if she could hear Oscar do his Rob impression and wish her a boss birthday. Thanks, guys. Dave Banfield.
Well, since Oscar's not here, I can do, if the slot machine comes up, I can do me doing Oscar doing me.
Okay.
Let's see how we do.
Let's see what happens. Not worth it. Not worth it. Not worth it. Thank you. Did you really want to do Oscar doing you?
Not at all.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Anyway,
it doesn't paint me in a favorable light.
I'm getting lost. We have so many letters today.
We do. We're on page three now.
Page three. And
hello, boys.
Got the, hello, boys. My birthday is this Sunday, and I will be 1 month older than Mike. I have two requests for my birthday. One is for Rob to unfriend me on Facebook.
No,
I
promise. Un-unfriend me.
Oh, to un-unfriend me on Facebook. I promise never to shop at Wegmans again. The other is to get the weather forecast for Rochester, New York from a non-committal, your very loyal listener, Lori Sandler, Canada. That's your last name, Canada? That's cool. Let's see what happens, all right? Weatherman? Weatherman? Weatherman!
Hey,
there it is!
And a progressive, too. God. Nice work.
Okay, let's take a look right now at the weather forecast for Rochester. Looks like it's going to be partly cloudy with a chance of sunshine or showers and temperatures anywhere from 37 to 68 degrees. Should be fantastic, but a low pressure system is confluing with a high pressure system. And unfortunately, I'm tired of doing this in person. Thank you. Goodbye. Too much. Anyway, they're working me to death today. Good morrow, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and interns. On May 6, 2015, I became a card-carrying member of the Older Fathers Club, gifted with a beautiful baby boy named John Paul. While his name might sound Catholic or junkies related, it's actually a combination of his grandfather's names. That's cool. We love hearing Mike talk about little Michael, who's sick today. Little Michael.
Oh, what's
sick.
He got?
Got the flu, I think.
Damn it.
And we look forward to reaching each milestone that Mike describes. JP's definitely in his spider monkey phase.
Aww.
And I am secretly working to get his first word to be boat.
Boat.
Boat. Boat. Boat. Boat. Now, today it's like he's got the little cool pack on his forehead.
He's
drinking Pedialyte, and he's, they had it at school. They had it at the Petri dish that was school. You know, when they send the letter home that says the flu is at the school.
Yeah. You know what, Mike? That's a better letter. That's a better letter to get than the lice letter.
Head lice. Yeah, watch out. My only request is that there will still be a TMOS in the future so he can intern when he gets old enough, even if it's this morning with Oscar Santana by then. Thank you for bringing the funniest funny ever. That is Chris Fuller.
Nice.
And that's very nice. Thank you very much, Chris. Moving right along, gentlemen, I wanted to send out a happy birthday to my best bud, Brandon Sullivan. He turns 28 today. He is a penny-pinching cheapskate, so for his birthday, I'd like to treat him to a spin of the magic slot machine to see if his favorite restaurant entrepreneur, Dick Queasy, had a special Cinco de Mayo birthday dish for him. Thanks, Grimy in Orlando. Okay, let's see. All right. Empty, empty, empty. Sorry, there's just so much I can do.
Well, you know, he's not a big fan.
Can't just give him away.
Sorry about that.
Dick Queasy, not a big fan of the Mexican food.
You know, well, you know, we're going to discuss Cinco de Mayo during the show.
Okay.
I want to save it for that. Bad Wife Letter Part 1. Here it comes.
Hi, guys. My husband celebrates his 40th birthday this Friday. I asked him months ago what he wanted for his special day, and he said he would love a birthday message from the TMOS gang. The past two Christmases, I have given him subscriptions to the bonus show, and every night I lie next to him in bed while he listens to the show on his earbuds.
Sexy. That's a hot marriage, Mike.
Yeah, it sure is. Yet somehow I forgot his one birthday request. I truly don't know how I forgot. Our home has TMOS reminders in just about every room, from Blinds.com to Omaha Steaks to Nuts.com to Stamps.com to Harry's to Sherry's Berries to cards from Vistaprint. And every time I order from Amazon Prime, he always asks me if I went through the TMOS portal.
Good guy.
All of this, and yet I still forgot to email you. As I was preparing some of his gifts to be wrapped tonight, he sheepishly asked me if you had replied to my email. The email I never sent.
Oh, dear.
Imagine my chagrin. Any chance you can get a happy 40th message out to Todd Hess this week? Thank you, Tracy Hess.
Any chance, Mike? You know, I don't like to reward people that are late.
Rob, you kind of put these together, and there's a bad wife letter part two. So you take it. You tell me where you want to go with this. I'm not sure what you're doing here.
I'm just saying there was a theme this week. I didn't want to split them up. I'll just say this: Happy birthday, Todd. You can do better.
Yeah.
All right. Bad wife letter part two. Oh, it's another separate letter. Right?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It is.
All right, Tracy Hess. You're very sweet, and don't listen to Rob. Rob hates everybody, and it's very sad.
Don't hate you, Mike. Love you.
I will tell that, Tracy, I think you're a good lady, and I think you're terrific for supporting your husband, Todd, and mentioning all the wonderful things that you do. Don't pay any attention to that evil man, Rob Spiewak. Yeah. Oscar, hello.
Hi.
How are you? How's it going?
Happy to be here.
Let's go back to that letter now, because yes, I saved it. Oscar, we had a letter early that I wanted to save, so I put it aside while you were fighting the traffic jam out there today. And the person, because you've used the word soliloquy.
Soliloquy,
yeah. Oscar looks like he
what a just great thing
got,
to walk into, isn't
he
it?
He just got out of bed. I mean, he looks. Did you pull an all nighter last night?
No.
Have you been studying too hard?
No, I went to bed at 10 last night.
You know what you're okay, seeing, Mike? Right. You're seeing a victim of the Thursday morning flight at the lights. He had a bad commute.
Well, you're an easy tell, Rob, because your cheeks are red and you come in out of breath and stuff. It's the stress of the commute. That
it is.
Yeah. Oscar,
I left my house at 7:20.
Oh. God! We already did our traffic.
It's almost 10 a.m.
I know.
I mean, I told people, I was telling somebody yesterday about living in D.C. and when it was 28 miles to get from my mother-in-law's house to our studio,
yep.
And it took me 2.5 hours. It's less mileage from Olney, and it took you almost 3 hours
yes.
to get here today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Washington, D.C.
Thank you for holding up the fort, John.
A bedroom community.
It's a soliloquy.
A soliloquy. They mentioned that you have used soliloquy on the show 2 or 3 times recently, and someone wanted you to give the
definition
of soliloquy. Yes.
A soliloquy. Excuse me. A soliloquy is when one rambles on about nothing.
All right, that's the definition. All right, here is the actual definition of a soliloquy. It is a dramatic or literary form of discourse in which a character talks to himself or herself or reveals his or her thoughts when alone or unaware of the presence of other characters. A soliloquy can be found, one of the greatest examples would be to be or not to be.
Right.
That is the question from Shakespeare.
So when someone does a soliloquy, yes. It is done... irrespective of people around them, they don't hear it on stage. It's like the innermost thoughts.
So they're not just like rambling on?
No. It is they're revealing something about the character. Oftentimes the soliloquy is directed right at the audience.
But does the audience have to care about it?
The audience, if it's you, does not care about it. Okay. No. They're out getting juju fruit. Or dots.
Dots! Mother effing dots.
Mother effing dots. So I think we've established a soliloquy. You know, maybe it would be a better idea.
Yes.
If I made an attempt to give an example.
Oh, please.
Okay.
Of a soliloquy. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. To be or not to be? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler to eat the 4 chili dogs at Burger King or... late at night when Carla has gone to sleep and I've had 11 Irish whiskeys watching my Washington Capitals fail yet again, I saunter into the bathroom and relieve myself, only to be following that with a trip to the kitchen where I pour chocolate chips into a bowl and cover it with Land O'Lakes whipped cream. Yes. So that when my Capitals lose, not only am I depressed about that and depressed the following day because I drank too much Irish whiskey the night before, but I wake up with a food hangover as well because I've abused my body in every way possible. Ah, that is the question. Woe is me. Woe is me.
And all that time, Oscar and I are saying, I wonder what Mike is thinking.
That is fun.
All right, moving right along. Hold on, let me turn my microphone up. Lots of buttons here. Bad Wife Letter Part 2. Hi, guys. My handsome, smart, wonderful husband, Dwayne Zach.
Dwayne.
Will be turning 51 tomorrow, and I'm hoping you can wish him a happy birthday on the show. The obvious question here is, why 51 and not 50? Well, the answer is because I am a lame-ass wife who didn't remember to send this letter a year ago. Imagine my dawning horror as I sat with him listening to your birthday greetings the week of his 50th birthday, watching his big S-eating grin fade as he waited for a fabulous birthday greeting, which never materialized.
Oh, no.
Seriously, I threw him a really big party with a taco truck,
hey,
a giant cake, plenty of libations, and practically every person he'd ever met. But it didn't quite erase his disappointment that he didn't hear from his favorite internet friends. He has since forgiven me, but not forgotten. So here I am imploring you to please save my bacon this year.
Mmm, bacon.
What a wonderful letter. With thanks and warm regards, Christina, Zach, and Rob.
Yes.
Another bad wife letter, but I love them.
Yes.
They're thoughtful ladies.
And you know
they?
What? I couldn't. I had to put them together, so I had to figure out a way to put them. Happy birthday, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Dwayne.
Big 51.
Thank you.
More like 50 wonderful. Am I right, ladies?
Absolutely. Next letter. Hello, TMOS. My lady and I were recently watching a recap of the 2016 New Orleans Jazz Music and Heritage Festival. When Michael McDonald's set aired, I could not stop laughing because the only thing I could hear in my head were the dueling McDonald's. My lady kept asking why I was laughing, to which I yelled, "You don't get it." Please use this $10 Harrah's gaming token in the riverboat poker machine in hopes of hearing the dueling McDonald's so that hopefully she will get it. Rob Leatherland, Fredericksburg, Virginia. P.S. Attached is a minute segment of the Michael McDonald set I laughed at. Rob has the clip.
Yeah, here's what actually set him off, Mike. It's not even one of his good songs. It's Sweet Freedom from Running Scared.
But no, to hear one of his good songs, we might have to spin the wheel. So let's
exactly.
see what happens
let's,
with that. We're
let's
spin
see
it right
how
now.
We do as we spin.
All right, there we go.
It's a dollar token, so keep that
dollar
in mind.
Dollar token, here it is. I've got it there. I guess. Spin it. All right. White beard, white hair, white beard.
Hey!
That's a winner.
Hey! I love it.
That's a
big winner. Big winner.
Yes, absolutely. Cue the music, Rob. Oh, one of our all-time favorites, everybody.
Yes.
Power 105, WAVA. Hope you're having a fantastic day with the traffic and the rain and all the things you deal with when you're a Washingtonian. Here's Michael McDonald on WAVA.
She came from somewhere back in the jungle. Set her down in Santeria to recreate what I had yet to be created. Watching a lady, she musters a smile for his nostalgic touch. Never communicated what he wanted to say.
Rob knows
the never realized.
Been doing it a while.
Never really was. She.
That was
Oregon.
One of the better ones we've ever done. And our final letter. I hold in my hand our final letter.
And the show's and two-thirds over.
Show's hot. I'll be honest with you. I'm getting so much feedback, I don't know what to do about it. Hi, guys. My name is Steve Duher.
Hey, Duher.
Oh, no, it's not, is it? D-O-O-H-E-R?
Doer.
Duher.
Steve, I Duher. Duher.
Yeah, come on, Steve.
Duher.
I'm a TMOS fan in Boston who discovered the old Don and Mike show when they were syndicated in Dallas. That doesn't make sense. I heard Don busting Mike's balls about Yaz and my beloved Red Sox. Yeah, Don used to like to do that. And I immediately became a Mike fan and a P1 listener. I celebrated my middle-aged 43rd birthday last Wednesday by buying the TMOS bonus package. You can still buy it.
Yes.
You can buy it today. And would love to get a shout-out from Larry King. Ponies Larry King.
Hey!
Here's some change for the casino slot machine. Fingers crossed, and by the way, any listeners who think it's a roulette wheel need their heads examined. Thanks from Steve Doher. Let's do it one more time. Put the machine together here. Here it comes. Cigarette. There it is. Ponies Larry King. Here he comes. Go ahead, Pony. This is for Steve Doher.
Hello, Steve Doher. Hopefully, Steve is going to do her. Happy birthday, Larry out.
Fantastic. That's good. I enjoy that. And does that mean we can finally start the show?
If you want.
Oh, Jesus. Start the show.
Okay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mr. Hobbs. Come in. We meet at length.
This is a swell office.
Mere creature comforts.
Could use a little more light, though.
Please pardon the absence of light. You see, as a youngster, I was frightened of the dark, and I used to wake up sobbing in it as if it was water, and I was drowning in it. But as you will observe, I have so thoroughly disciplined myself against that fear that now I much prefer a dark room.
The only thing I know about the dark is you can't see in it.
A pure canard.
What's a canard?
A prevarication.
What does that mean?
A lie. You can see, you know.
Well, not good enough.
You see me, don't you?
Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That is acting. And that is the late Robert Prosky, who I think is one of the great character actors of all time.
Excellent.
Absolutely amazing. Really did a fantastic job. And if you've never seen The Natural, rent it, get it. It's one of the great baseball
great
movies of all time. Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. You can call us anytime. Maybe not today. We're busy.
Yeah, we got stuff to do.
We may answer you at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best, no matter what you need for the home or office. Postcards, flyers, banner, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vistaprint does it right. But I got to tell you, nothing beats their business cards. The best deal in the business, bar none. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 500 cards for under $10. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression. And that means your clients will remember you. And isn't that the purpose of a business card? It's old school and it works.
Oh, it's classy.
They're totally customizable. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint. And guess what? It's easy, 100% user-friendly, and it always looks sensational. The best customer service, great quality, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just remember, use that TMOS code at Vistaprint.com, and you, my friends, will get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. And send Rob your business cards.
Send them on along.
Share them on the show. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order today. That was one of the record-setting mailbags of all time. One of the
it was
longest
set up,
mailbags.
Mike, it was set up like Pulp Fiction because it started at the beginning, and then we got into it, and then we went back to the beginning when yes. Oscar got here.
And then I came back into the cast.
It was wonderful. That's right. We brought him back in for season 5.
So I was talking to somebody about Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo. This is our May 5th show.
I It's a big day. I think we know why Oscar was late. He was drinking green beer.
Yes, that's right. It's his St. Patrick's Day, isn't it? Technically,
his St. Patrick's
Day. My mom had mojitos and empanadas ready this morning.
Very, very exciting. I think it's wonderful. And, you know, I mean, I'm not sure what it's all about, to be perfectly
Corona
honest with
stacked
you.
To the walls.
It has to do with, is it not Mexican Independence, Oscar?
It is Mexican Independence Day.
I see.
That's what it is. It's Mexico. Oh, and now I get it. Okay. Happy Mexican Independence Day.
And it seems every year to fall on the 5th. Yes. And they are wonderful neighbors to the south.
Mm-hmm. See, I never knew. I don't.
Donald Trump said he was going to cancel May 5th.
He said, hold the mayo.
Oh, jeez.
He is tired. He shouldn't laugh at that.
You know, I'm very, now I get it. I forgot. Do you realize I literally did not remember that's what it is? It's
but, you know,
Mexican
there's no need for you to remember it. I mean, you don't celebrate Bastille Day.
And the only reason we ever knew about it is because we, you know, back in the day when we were on the radio, there would be
a Corona
to the
event.
Plate, and we'd have an event where we'd have to broadcast live.
Mm-hmm. Where, and Oscar, I ask you this because I think you know better than anybody else. Where does this rank? Am I correct in assuming that this holiday has increased in exposure, popularity, bar promotions?
It's been completely, it's just a marketing tool. It's mauling of America. It is $5 bucket of Coronas.
Right, right.
At happy hour
tonight.
Chance
to go out and get housed. But it has not reached the level of St. Patrick's Day.
It's not St. Patty's Day.
I think it's on its way, though.
No.
I think it could be where
because
people
actually
take the
because it's backed not only by
off.
Big Corona, it's also backed by Big Avocado. Big Avocado is trying to sell the guacamole. Yeah.
The best and worst event we ever did as a program, as a young broadcaster, was when we all dressed up as the Three Amigos in real Three Amigos costumes.
You Drab and Chad?
Yes.
Right.
And Chad was made a big deal about us dressing up, and we went and found professional costumes, and we were set to go, and Drab and I show up at that bar on the waterfront in D.C. that's almost like on a skiff or a barge, and it's a Mexican. It's like a, you know, you go there. It's a cantina type of bar.
Okay,
right?
All right.
By the way, if you don't know, Big O and Dukes is the other show that Oscar does with a guy that's on the radio in Washington,
yes.
D.C., Chad Dukes. And
Big Shooter.
Big Shooter. Yes. And Drab is their third wheel, who also produces the Sports Junkies, as we're all kind
of incestuous.
Intertwined. And some of the guys do podcasts and work on the radio.
Right.
but anyway, you were doing the three.
But not everybody, Mike.
Not everybody. That's right. Not everybody works on the radio. Thank you.
So we show up and we're in costume. Drab and I are.
Do you have hats?
We have big hats and everything. I think it's on the web somewhere.
Sombreros.
And Chad starts walking down the dock to our little cantina
right.
Bar, and he's not dressed in his costume. And it was his brainchild. We're going as Three Amigos. And I
and
said,
you guys have the full, like,
we
have
mariachi the tightest
regalia.
Costumes on ever. They are so tight. They're probably not, it wouldn't be safe for work to take these pictures in. And I said, dude, what's the story? He goes, it didn't work out. And he said he threw on the costume in Fairfax before he came out and split them wide open.
Oh, no. I've been there. Oh, my God. That goes back to when Don and I did the Living Seas and had to get in wetsuits.
Yes.
And I said, oh, my God, never again. Wetsuits.
Oh, my
you know,
God.
You can be a thin guy and a wetsuit will make you look fat.
Yes.
That's the way that goes. Anyway, happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody. We're going to take another break. When we come back, I want to talk just a bit, if we can, about how I feel about America right now.
Okay.
I have to get this off my chest because I'm afeard. We'll take a break and we'll come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here's a look at the latest forecast for the Moore Broadcasting Region. We've got nothing but sunshine out there, but don't get happy. Rain showers will arrive anytime now. Silver linings do appear on Cake and Cookies. Stars will shine overnight on the Tony Perkins Show. Rob and Joe will make you laugh with some passing winds. Tech 411 will stumble in with some highs and lows with the technology front in the morning. Get more updates from the Moore Broadcasting Weather Center and Omericast every Monday. Download it today from the TMOS app.
Thank you, Marcus. That's Marcus Serta. Had some drunk texting, not texting, Facebook messaging with Marcus, initiated by me. I will be going on. I thanked Marcus for putting these promos together. He's done a few of them lately, and I said it's been too long since I've gone on his program.
I'm drinking, you're drinking.
Hey, Marcus, I want to go on your show.
Hey, have you ever had a two-day hangover?
You know what? We didn't speak. But we exchanged messages,
yes.
And if we were speaking, it would have sounded like that when I talked to him. Marcus, I really appreciate all the promos you're doing for TMOS. I want to go on your show.
How Celine Dion.
You're a good guy.
He's not bad. You know that? I like him.
He's not a bad guy. I'm going on the show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Tracker. Why don't you be like Lucia Rodriguez, who got herself a Tracker? Because, you know what? She understands that even in the smart world of smart cars, smartphones, and smart homes, you lose stuff.
You do.
And losing things is now a thing of the past. Lucia knew that, thanks to Tracker. Tracker is a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything in seconds. All you do is pair Tracker to your smartphone. I have one. Rob has one.
Love it.
Oscar has one. We love it. You attach the Tracker to anything, and you can find its precise location with the push of a button. It's that easy. If you lose your phone, press the button that's on the Tracker, and your phone will ring even when it's on silent. So it finds your phone as well. With over 1.5 million devices, Tracker has the largest GPS crowd network in the world. It's crowd GPS, not GPS crowd. So your lost item will show up on a map, even if it's miles away. Never lose anything again, thanks to Tracker. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's thetracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the TMOS code for a 30% discount. That's thetracker.com, code TMOS everybody. Welcome back to the show. Yes, Oscar Sanchez.
Just a quick, and I know I ran in here late, and I apologize, guys. It was rough getting in here because I'm living at my mom's.
Are you about to tell us that you can't stay for the whole show?
I have an update on my mom's situation.
Oh,
I've had some sort of revelation.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Now, we were supposed to get that because you have, for those of you that don't know, a little background. Oscar is in between residences right now. He is getting ready to hopefully cross the finish line for his Georgetown pad. And while he's waiting, he has already rented out his other pad in Glover Park. So therefore, to handle it right now, he is staying with Mamo. He is staying at his mom's house with his fiance. Mama.
If everything falls into place, if all the T's are crosses and I's are dotted, when do you move into the new place?
God willing, next Wednesday.
It could happen.
It could happen.
Like a week from yesterday?
Yes. And then we will legitimately cue this music again.
To celebrate. To celebrate my independence. Mike, my mom.
Yeah, you know what it'll be? It'll be 11 de Mayo.
Maybe the problem.
Really?
Your mom may be the problem. Yes. Now you've had some altercations with
the washing
machine.
I thought we would have to
put
my wonderful fiance on a performance improvement plan.
A PIP, Mike.
A PIP. And it has to be my mom because yesterday she showed a side of her that I had never seen.
Wow. Okay. You've known her almost all your life.
Yes.
When we checked in the other day, Shannon had broken the washing machine.
Overload.
By putting a too large comforter in there that should have been dry cleaned.
Yes.
And
that she had spilled potions on.
And Mama Santana was not speaking with Shannon, was kind of giving her the cold shoulder.
Yes.
Where does it stand now?
Okay. So, God, this is going to be tough because you know how much I love my mom. Mike.
Yeah, I
know. How much
Mike,
I care about her.
This much.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so Shannon, we got together and we said, what are we going to do to make this right, Shannon? And by we, I mean you. So let's see what we can get together.
Was Shannon at least proactive in it?
Yeah,
she wants to fix it.
She said,
right.
What can I do?
Right.
So
she's a pleaser, Rob. She's a pleaser.
I went
you
into
bet
my
she is.
Filing cabinet and I said, okay, here's the pip. All we need to do is make sure that we clean up and fix all these little things around the house, and she's going to think we did a lot, right?
Okay, yeah, you're a guest, and you're making the home better than it was when you arrived.
That's exactly what it is. And
what,
I said,
what all house guests should do.
Get on TaskRabbit. Let's hire some rando to come over here and do it all.
Yeah, that's even better. You do that, and you have somebody take care of it for you, so you don't have to do the sweat work.
Yeah,
that's
right. Point. That toilet's been leaking water for decades. Let's get someone over to fix that. It's
Let's
always
do
running.
It.
Yes.
Let's do it.
That doorbell's been cracked since Halloween because some 5-year-old put their thumb through it, and that's it. And then let's get the door fixed.
Hi, I'm five.
So, my wonderful fiance, the love of my life, does all of this.
Your partner.
And she goes one. She actually says, "I'm going to do one more thing." My mom has a. It's almost like a stand from the 1970s where she still keeps her plants dead or alive, right?
All right. And is it a corner stand?
Yeah, it's a corner stand. It's a corner stand.
All right,
nice. Right?
I've seen those.
So, but this one's straight from the 1970s. She's never upgraded this thing. The plants are, again, dead or alive on there. They're just plants for days.
It's back now, though, Mike. Now it's hot again. So, there was a while when it was out of fashion, but now everyone loves 1970s
horticulture.
She goes
to Home Depot. Brings home the new shelf for the corner, for the plants, and she builds it, puts it together, goes through her plants, picks, unweeds all the plants,
or
makes them nice.
Just weeds them.
Or, you know, whatever you call them, and fixes them, makes them clean. And I see her going, I'm like, you don't have to do all this. She goes, no, I want to do this. Builds the shelf by herself because I'm doing my homework. I can't, like.
Gets
a
brand new shelf and then edits the plants that are dead.
Yes.
And spruces up the plants that were on the old
and
ratty.
And I'm talking no less than I want to say you're talking about 20 plants.
Wow.
So, right? So it's a rather significant undertaking.
Yes, tedious, especially when it's not your house and you don't, they're not your plants and it's a whole thing.
Right.
My mom comes home and we're sitting there just hanging out and she says, "What happened to my shelf?"
Oh no.
¿Qué pasó con las plantas? What happened to the plants? And I said,
"I'm sorry, when you do that, I can't help myself."
What?
Oh, what did she say again, Oscar?
¿Qué pasó con las plantas? And then I look over and I'm like, Shannon got you a new shelf and your plants, they're alive again. They're living.
It's alive.
And she goes, pero eso no me gusta. And I'm like.
She doesn't like it.
I was like, what eso? What don't you like, right? And she goes, no me gusta que me tocaron mis cosas y ese. I don't know what the name shelf is, but ese shelf es muy gordo, muy grande. And I said, what do you mean it's too big, too fat? And I said, she first says she doesn't like that someone touched her stuff. Mm-hmm. Her dead plants, Mike, and they were dead or alive.
No,
dead, dog.
The danger of going in and doing something, especially for somebody who's beginning to
lose it,
to go into the senior years, is you feel like maybe. There's overstepping. Obviously, Mama Santana felt that there was overstepping.
And this could be the first step to putting her in her home.
I said to my fiance, I said, don't build that thing yet. She's got to sign off on it. She's very particular. She goes, oh, no. I measured. Everything's fine, right?
So there what? Now, did you see how he snuck that in there?
That really, you kind of buried the lead there,
review,
Wolf.
Do you see how he can't help himself?
Yeah.
This glowing review he is that. Now, see, I speak Oscar, and I know that Oscar was trying so hard to make this all positive about Shannon, but he couldn't help himself because there was a discussion before about
a pre-shelf discussion.
Getting approval, and she didn't do it. It's another. I really thought we were going to have one story where Shannon didn't screw up, but no. So she built the shelf without the mom's permission.
And look, in my mom's defense, it's fat and it butts out into like our little eating
area.
It's
now cumbersome. Yeah. Cumbersome, and it fit the room before.
Right.
And all right, when you saw the shelf, did you see it before your mom came home and saw it?
Well, I saw it before it was built, and I said to Shannon, I said that
aye,
looks,
aye, aye.
that looks a little big. But she goes, I've measured.
Sorry.
I measured. I'm telling you, it's not going to take up any more space, right? And I said,
But what, said, how right. did she measure it if she says it doesn't take up any more space,
I'm
but
just,
it takes up more
I'm
space?
I'm just trying to finish up grad school. I just want right. to finish.
So I, a lot of estimation.
Instead of fighting and pulling out the...
But there might be one story this week where Shannon comes out the winner.
No.
But
who?
No.
Who wins? Shannon wins.
Instead of fighting with her, I said, I'm going to go finish my homework. I trust you. You're good to go.
Sure.
Right. My mistake. So
were they both, can I ask this? Yeah. Were they both corner units?
Yeah, but both corner units.
Okay, so they're corner units. That's you got that going for
but
you.
But one shoots there. Out, the other one doesn't, right?
Okay.
It's a jutter, Mike. It juts out.
Is it jets out or juts?
Juts.
Okay. Juts.
It's a jutter.
So,
all right, you know what? No, hold on. Oh, we got to take another break. We got to come back. Wrap this up. Never going to be able to talk about Donald Trump on this show. We'll come back and find out how she did it again. In that dream scenario on the Michael Barry show. He's late for work, but he's bringing it today. That's good.
Solid, we'll concentrated right entertainment.
Girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. How many days, Rob? How
3 days. How many? 3 days till Mother's Day. Get on the stick.
3 days to get your mom phenomenal Sherry's Berries. Be like Maureen Duffin Knight. Be like David Wurtzel. Be like Chad Weaver. Be like Chris Hartsfield. Be like Bill Mulvihill. All people from the Mike O'Mara Show listening audience that purchased Sherry's Berries. You know, there's no one quite like your mom. Right now, get Sherry's Berries, freshly dipped strawberries, starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Or for just $10 more, you can get Doppel the Berries, twice the berries for only $10 more. You know, Maureen, David, Chad, Chris, and Bill, they all know that theberries.com at Sherry's Berries are phenomenal. They're juicy. They're as big as your head. They're dipped in milk, white and dark chocolatey goodness. They've got nuts, chocolate chips, signature Sherry's Berry swizzles. My mouth is watering. Just talking about it. Just pick a delivery date and you're done. Your satisfaction always guaranteed or your money back. You can't miss. And incidentally, when I ask people to send me something about patronizing one of our advertisers, Maureen Duffin Knight, David Wurtzel, Chad Weaver, Chris Hartsfield, and Bill Mulvihill, I appreciate you getting back to me. That's why I put you on the show today.
Good at following instructions.
Here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 or Doppel your berries, double them for $10 more. An exclusive offer only for our listeners. When you use the TMOS code, our listeners are really responding to Sherry's Berries this year, and we appreciate that. Visit berries.com, click the microphone at the top right-hand corner, and type in TMOS. That's berries.com. Click the mic and TMOS. A limited-time offer, and Mother's Day is this Sunday, so make sure to order now. And let me know if you do it. I've got a couple more days of letting you know about Sherry's Berries, and I'd love to mention your name on the show.
You know what's great about Sherry's Berries? You can get them for your mom or your mother-in-law, and they don't take up too much room in the dining room.
Your future mother-in-law. All right, it's back to the House of Horrors.
That's a bit strong.
I'm terribly sorry. It's back to the Bates Motel where Oscar and Shannon are staying. Shannon buys a cartoon-sized shelf to replace Mama Santana's 1970s stick shelf that she had in the corner. And then she throws out some of her plants at the same time, which is just a fireable offense. And Mama Santana, not happy about it. By the way, when you're having this discussion about the planter shelf, is this all happening with the three of you in the same room?
No, Shannon had forgot her phone upstairs, so she had gone upstairs quickly to get her phone. So she's not hearing this.
Your mother's letting it all hang out.
And
she's
gotta ask you this, Oscar, since you saw both sides of it. Was the pruning of the plants, was it too aggressive?
No, that was positive.
That was a good job. Okay.
My mom's,
I bet, you know, I would see Shannon doing that as delicately as
me too.
That's
fine. Me too.
That was fine.
So she,
the shelf really took over the top. That now we were eating with the shelf at the dining room table.
Set a place for the shelf.
So so she's talking and bitching about the shelf.
I said, Mom, I love you. We're just trying to help. So I tell her, zip it, right? I said, zip it. We're all going to have a good evening. It's
anyone else
fine.
Feeling we're gotten a little bit of revisionist history here that Oscar looks at his mom and
I don't
says,
say
zip it,
but I give her the, I was like, she's coming back down. We'll talk about this later, old lady.
Silencio.
No.
El Guapo.
Okay. So I had gone to Lido's Pizzeria and bought a pizza for all of us.
Oh man.
Love Lido's pizza.
Right? Nothing like a nice healthy dinner.
Yes. They don't cut corners.
Mm-hmm.
They're not an advertiser, Rob. God. Rob has wanted Lido's Pizza to advertise on our show forever. Mm. Rob, drive down there, go to their advertising department, get them on the show. I'm tired of your free ads.
I'm going to talk
to
Lou Lido and say, baby, the time is now.
That family's out of Maryland, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they started University of Maryland. Is where they began.
I truly think I used to hang out, maybe party, with one of the girls that was in the family.
Oh, really?
Back when they were this.
Party?
Hey.
I think she was very attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that pizza money.
Extra sauce.
Yeah. Like they had a family compound down on the Eastern Shore. I really believe, I think you're right.
Sounds about right.
Very cool. So go ahead. So you're eating your Lido's pizza.
I had signaled to my mom to really not say anything. Today was not the night after what we've been through throughout the weekend, right?
Today was not the night.
She has the discussion with you while Shannon's upstairs. Then you tell her to zip it and it's silence and she's behaving herself.
She's fine.
She's not bitching about
she's
the
fine.
Shelf she, I know, while
but
Shannon's
I feel
around.
She's fuming.
She's mad.
Yeah. And I just sit down. Let me just get through dinner and then go hit an Ambien and go to bed and forget about the world, right?
That's right.
That's it.
That was the best topping he got on the pizza. Yeah.
That's why he looks like he
thank
does
you.
Today.
Thank you.
He looks rumpled. He never looks rumpled. He looks rumpled. Today.
He does look rumpled. Like Columbo.
I feel rumpled.
You feel rumpled. So what happened at dinner?
So my mom is like, she's chomping down on her pepperoni pizza. Shan's got half cheese because she doesn't eat pepperoni. And I'm sitting there hoping that World War III doesn't break out because there's tension, right? There's tension. Right. I feel it. And I said, so how is everyone's day? And then
you're making small talk.
No one was talking.
Oh man, you know that's you're striking matches in a gas station.
Is Shannon at dinner at all hip to the fact
that her wonderful shelf has not?
That makes it worse.
And my wonderful fiance says to my mom, "Did you see? I picked up a new shelf."
Here it goes.
And this is
she's saying this to a foreigner.
And my mom can either win.
Did I see?
So what happened? I'm dying to know. What's mama say?
My mom, she was about to take a bite out of her pepperoni square slice pizza from Lido's. She looked happy. She throws it on the plate.
Oh, no.
And she goes, I see. Me compraste algo más gordo. And so she starts.
No, she completely lets it all
she
go.
She loses it out. Loses
no self-control
and Shannon
whatsoever.
Doesn't know Spanish. So I have to translate what my mom is saying to her. Trying to calm down my mom, translate to her. Oh my God. Fluent error. Shannon was pissed. My mom kept talking about the receipt to return the shelf. She wanted the receipt.
No.
And you know what? That's going to involve disassembly. That's not an easy return.
This is the worst part. I would have said, let's keep it, right? And maybe the we could use it in Georgetown. We don't have room for that thing in Georgetown.
Well, it's music. That's okay. Gordo.
And there it is again. There he can't help himself. He did it again. He is acknowledging the fact that she put it together. It's too damn big.
Yeah, you see what is it, Mike? Deep down below it all, no matter what, he is a survivalist.
How much bigger is it than the other one, Oscar? Tell the truth.
It's big enough to really question the measurements.
Like there was inaccuracy at play?
Yes.
Is it the same color at least?
No. It's not the same color. And the height is at least 3 feet shorter than the last one.
Oh. So it's fat and squat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. So it's a complete departure from what
it's
she had
stumpy,
in her beloved living room.
And it's different. It's much more It's much like you said, it is a complete departure. If you said to someone, get me something that looks nothing like this.
Mas gordo.
So
the dinner ends.
So Shannon quietly, as she should, picked up her plate, went to the sink, washed her dish.
Did she have to walk sideways to get by the shelf?
No. But the shelf was sitting at the dinner table with us.
Sure it is.
Front row seat.
Like Elijah, Mike.
And I looked at my mom and I said, see what you did? And she says, what did I do?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I said,
she knows what she did.
I said, yo no hice nada. It's just mi casa. And then I was like, mi casa? You brought us to mi casa. I thought you said this was our casa. And then we start going back and forth about who owns what and what she did for us. She goes back to the olden days when she brought us over here on a shutter and gave us a shot at the American dream.
This is a full-fledged meltdown.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yes.
Like what I did for you. And so, and yeah. I mean, this is your childhood home. This is your house.
My room still looks like my room did in 1996.
Yeah. Well, for God's sake, don't change any of the furniture.
Oh my God. So I know what precipitated that. I could practically be there. You said something about gratitude, didn't you? And then she went into the whole gratitude.
I said, Mom, she's just trying. And most people don't try. And she says, if you're going to do something, do it right.
Oh, God. Like,
wow. You know what? That is a page from Oscar's manual, just as yesterday.
Oh, yes. I was just going to say.
Just like yesterday when she said.
Look at this apple that fell right next to the tree.
Exactly.
Look at that. Listen to that woman. That's where he gets it from.
Yeah. That's why they're busting heads. That's why they're busting heads. They're too much alike.
All those times. Mike, you're very difficult to work with. Anyway, let's take a break, and then we'll come back with news you may not need. Okay, we got three more days, four more days, maybe even longer, that they're all going to be in the same house together.
And she makes us feel like we're the ones in the wrong, you know?
Yeah. You know what? At some point, either before this is over or after, I think Larry King needs to call her and give her a talking to.
Well, Larry King knows how to make a family work. He's proven
Absolutely, yes. Be more grateful. We'll be right back with the news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Love and rain.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. Are you ready to upgrade your lifestyle and leave boring behind? I got a watch on Touch of Modern that I am looking at, and it is such a great sale price. I think it's 60 or 70% off this watch Touch of Modern. They have a watch shop, by the way, at touchofmodern.com. If you're a watch aficionado, I know I talk about watches, but that's my favorite part of Touch of Modern. They've got everything, by the way. They've got all sorts of wonderful, wonderful gadgets. They've got new and vintage watches. They've got sexy home decor. I love the watches, and I might be pulling the trigger on one today.
Cool.
It's fantastic. It's Touch of Modern. I can't tell you how much time I spend surfing touchofmodern.com just because the stuff is so cool to look at.
It's a lot of fun.
It just opens your eyes to all the design innovations that are existing in the world. And they do it with great prices, too. I love their stuff. Touch of Modern has so much great stuff. Loads of new sales, literally launching every day. Touch of Modern is the one website to improve your lifestyle, and you can do it with a single click. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access to these deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. Please sign up. You do it today, you'll enjoy the afternoon surfing Touch of Modern and seeing all the great stuff they have. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it'll be different. That is how they roll at touchofmodern.com. And really, check it out. I think you're absolutely going to love it.
News.
Janet Jackson is Prager.
Wow.
Isn't she 50?
Almost.
Yeah. She is pregnant with her first child at 49. Actually, she's very close to 50. Her birthday is on the 16th of May.
Whoa.
She is in her second trimester, so that's obviously what she meant when she quit her tour last month, so she and her husband could plan their family. That was the quote. Janet married a businessman from Qatar, I guess it's called, named Wissam Al-Mana in 2012. Sorry, I didn't know that I needed music for that as well.
Oh, so, there you go.
Thank you. Wissam Al-Mana. No, that's the wrong one. I want the Arab music. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Think they both worked.
All right. Appreciate that. They've been seeing a fertility specialist for a while, which makes sense because of Janet's age. It wouldn't be surprising if she conceived through in vitro, but nobody is saying that. So, a little long in the tooth to be having a baby.
But you know what this means.
Right?
She's safe.
Thanks, Rob. What? Appreciate that. Hit the alarm. Hit the alarm for yourself.
Really, you think?
You need the misogyny alarm. Okay.
What does that mean?
That means that you can't get her pregnant for the next 9 months.
Oh, gross.
A little misogynistic there. Oh, he's gross. Anyway, Us Weekly says that Caitlyn Jenner back in the news again.
Yes.
Us Weekly says that Caitlyn will pose for the cover of Sports Illustrated sometime this summer. wearing nothing but an American flag and her Olympic medal.
Hey!
It's tempting to be sensationalistic and call this a naked photo, as Us Weekly is doing, but they don't give any indication of just how much Caitlyn will be covered by the flag, so be warned, this could turn into a whole lot of nothing, but we're not really sure, and, you know, once again, Caitlyn in the new...
You know who's very excited about it is our intern, Mac.
I'm thinking full bush.
Oh, I don't think so, Mac.
She's a throwback.
Oh, by the way, when's the, we got a new... When do we get... when's the new intern coming back in?
Are you in Tuesday, intern? Matt? When's your next day? He's back on Tuesday.
Tuesday, we will spotlight our,
voice.
He does. Our new intern deep from GMU, Matt, not Mac with a C, Matt with a T.
Matt.
And we will spotlight him on Tuesday. Alec Baldwin yells at people so much you'd think he was getting paid for it. As I'm sure you know, the paparazzi remains his favorite target. On Tuesday, he lost it on a photographer in Beverly Hills because the guy took some shots of his wife, Hilaria. She is so funny.
That's not her name, is it really?
Hilaria.
It's like Hilaria?
The Greek god of puns.
Right. You know, Uncle Cartoon's wife used to be named Hilaria. Too. Oh, my God. She's Hilaria. Oh, my God. That's killing me.
He was cleared of all charges, wasn't he?
Yeah, Uncle Cartoon. So. Alec called the paparazzi a piece of trash, told him to stay away from his wife, and when the guy tried to talk back to him, he screamed, "Shut up." There's audio and video, but it's pretty tough to edit it.
Sure.
So we don't have that for you. Pretty typical stuff for Alec Baldwin, who has a lot of rage.
I hope he brings some of that positive energy to the Match Game on ABC this summer.
You do not like that choice, do you?
In my craw.
It's looking more and more like drugs were the cause of Prince's death. The DEA is now involved in the investigation, along with the U.S. Attorney's Office. All they would say is that they're going to, quote, augment this local investigation with federal resources and expertise about prescription drug diversion. So, sad.
That is.
I don't. It's not that I don't care, but it's just sad to me. It's a bummer that he had to go out with that.
Anything else about his connection to Arsenio and the drugs?
I'm not sure. Nothing yet. The announcement came after the Minneapolis Star Tribune reported that Prince had begun seeking help for a prescription painkiller addiction. That makes it even more sad if it's true.
Yeah.
Representatives for Prince had called an addiction specialist, Dr. Howard Kornfeld, on April 20th, saying he was dealing with a grave medical emergency. Kornfeld sent his son, Andrew. Well, that's nice.
That's good.
You know, it's a grave emergency for a superstar. And, you know, he sent his son because the doc was too busy. The son was there to evaluate Prince. But when he got there early next morning, Prince was already dead.
In fact, story Andrew, just gets sadder and sadder.
Yeah, it does. Andrew is one of the people who found his body in the elevator, and he's the one who made the 911 call. And there is a lot of speculation about all sorts of drugs.
Wow.
Prince, and it sucks. You can't call someone lazy if everyone else is doing the same thing. Am I right, ladies?
Right, ladies.
A new study by Reebok found the average person spends less than 1% of their life exercising. Maybe that's depressing, or maybe it makes you feel better. The man that's laughing feels better.
You know what? I'm going to do some math, see how I do.
Here's how they figured it out. They say the average person is alive for 71 years, and we only exercise for an average of 60 hours a year. That's 5 hours a month. When you add it all up, that means we spend 180 days total exercising, or 0.69% of our lives, so it makes sense, but it gets even worse. The study also found we spend 29.7% of our lives sitting, and only 0.45% having sex. Now, here's a question. Do you guys consider, is golf considered exercise?
Sure.
A light workout.
It's doing something, and it's being out of doors.
If you say 1%, that is still nearly 15 minutes a day.
Yeah.
If you exercise for 1% of your day. So, I mean, that's something.
Do you fit that standard?
I mean, as far as, walking, getting around, maybe. Who cares? I don't know. Mike, it's been a good ride, and we'll see where it takes me. There are days when I approach 16.
That's exciting. And now a little something. Monique Vanderhuist. That's her name, boys. Monique Vanderhuist is a 19-year-old student at Bowling Green State University in Ohio, and she was very drunk last weekend. You know, this time of year, spring, late spring,
yes,
into early summer, high drinking time. You know, Cinco de Mayo, another excuse.
How drunk was she?
Well, here it is. When she wanted to go home, she got into a catering truck that someone left running and drove it off.
Oh, no.
But she hit another car, ran over some curbs. The cops stopped her when she went into a parking lot. She told them she took the truck because she thought it was hers.
Wait, this isn't my catering truck.
Yeah, she took a catering truck even though she drives a car. Apparently, she was too drunk to realize the difference between her automobile, which I'm sure is something small,
yes,
and the catering truck. So she was arrested for receiving stolen property, drunk driving, underage drinking, and more. But there is a silver lining. The
yes.
good news is that all the cops got to enjoy some delicious cucumber sandwiches. That's a catering joke, people. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Katie.
And I love it when Katie gets drunk and takes painkillers and orders things on the internet that she doesn't remember ordering.
And I love it when Rob does something so stupid that he calls himself an asshole.
All of this and more on the newest episode of Cake and Cookies. Am I really an asshole?
Yeah.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Love that laugh. Mother's Day this Sunday, 3 days away. You know, you love your mom. You know who really loves their moms? Let me give you the people that love their moms.
Who?
Brett Whitmarsh.
Yes.
Our good friend from Maine,
and
New Hampshire now. Brett Whitmarsh, he loves his mom. John Powers. John Powers loves his mom-o. Will Knapp. Will Knapp loves his mom-o. Sarah Cornwell loves her mom. Jerry Sanders, or Saunders.
Saunders.
He loves his mom. They all got Pro Flowers at proflowers.com by using the TMOS code. Here's what you can get your mom, and let me know. I'll share it with our listening audience. Get mom 100 blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Be like Brett and John and Will and Sarah and Jerry. Pro Flowers guaranteed to be fresh and beautiful. Now listen, when you get that great deal for $19.99, you can upgrade it as well to a premium vase and gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Doesn't your mom deserve that? I think so. Now listen, Pro Flowers, they're guaranteed. I told you that. They'll be fresh. They'll be beautiful. They'll last for 7 days or your money back. No guesswork. Just choose the delivery date and Pro Flowers will take care of all the details guaranteed. Here is the only way to get 100 blooms with a free glass vase starting at $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in TMOS. Remember, proflowers.com, click the mic, and type in TMOS. Time is running out. Mother's Day is this weekend. Order today. This offer expires Friday at midnight. That's tomorrow night, everybody. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday. Cinco de Mayo. Oh, I'm sorry. Cinco de Mayo.
Aye, aye, aye.
Nice.
That's so loud. So loud.
It's an explosion. It's not supposed to be quiet.
This one is a little
Sorry
more
about
loud.
That.
Let us lead with this. Since we opened the show and we had the Michael McDonald, the dueling Michael McDonalds, this is a pretty funny story. When Pearl Jam, arguably a great band, one of Carrie's favorites, they're on tour right now.
Yes.
When they were just starting out, one of Eddie Vedder's friends said, "You're good, but you're not a good singer like Michael McDonald." And he said that seriously to Eddie Vedder.
Well,
and
technically, Michael McDonald is a good singer.
Oh, he is a wonderful singer, but he's very distinctive.
And he does things with his instrument that people can't do. I think he's fantastic.
Well, Absolutely. That was many, many years ago. This week, Madison Square Garden, Pearl Jam sold it out. And who was in the audience but that same guy?
Ah.
So when Pearl Jam came out to do their encore, he told that story. Here's Pearl Jam's first encore song from Madison Square Garden.
Oh, I love it. Taking it to the streets, one of my all-time favorites.
And really, just what a great sense of humor to do this like 30 years later, right?
That's such a great song, too. That's my favorite Doobie Brothers song.
Is it really?
You know, unquestionably my favorite.
Ahead of China Grove?
Ahead of China Grove.
Wow.
Listen to the music. I just love that song. I just love the rhythm of Taking It to the Streets.
It's got a great atmosphere to it. The opening. It's wonderful. But anyway, here, let's hear it for Eddie Vedder, who, despite the fact he can't sing like Michael McDonald, still was able to put together a decent
Very
little
cool.
career.
I like that.
Still hot on the internet when one of these are funny.
they always trend, and it's when a kid wakes up from a surgery mm-hmm. and he's still, usually it's a wisdom tooth deal, and they're still sort of compromised by the medication. This is a kid named Brandon. He looked to my to be about 12, maybe.
Yes.
Redheaded kid. He woke up from a broken arm surgery, right. And this is what he said to his mom.
Dubai was lit.
You're talking about being in Dubai.
Yeah, bro, Dubai was lit. I was
Did you buy anything else in Dubai?
Did I buy anything else? I buy like billions of strippers, man.
Oh.
What?
No strippers.
No many strippers, bro. No strippers. What are you talking about, freaky woman? Why you laughing at me?
All right, honey. Let's get this weird accent. Did you pick
Because Dubai people were all up in my grill and my boy Rocco Carlo and knocked them out cold, man.
I liked listening to that, but I kept thinking of Anthony Michael Hall in Weird Science.
And what did to me was these big she had. For 13, she would not have to worry about no this for the rest of her life, boy. You know, she was set and she was looking good, son.
I called every night for like a month. I'm talking devotion, man.
Every damn night.
Every night, Mitch. I ain't playing with you.
On the telephone?
What are you talking about? On the telephone, man.
Every damn night?
Was it a white kid that was
It was a little redheaded white kid. It's really, it's very odd to see. And,
it's awesome.
You see, and when I came out, the last time I had general anesthesia was for a colonoscopy, and when I came out of it, my mom said I just kept talking about building birdhouses. I don't remember it. Now, this is funny. This trended this week on the YouTube. Someone found out that if you play Bruce Springsteen's albums at 45 RPM instead of 33, speeding it up that percentage, he sounds like Stevie Nicks. Doesn't he?
Now, why not a good recording, though?
This is the guy that posted it on YouTube. But this reminded me, and I said, someone's done this before. Atlanta Rhythm Section at 45 also sounds like Stevie Nicks.
Anybody sped up to 45 sounds like Stevie Nicks.
Well, you have to have, I guess, a certain pitch to start
with. Can I put a request in?
Sure.
You have turntables, right? Can you do that?
Do I have turntables?
Can we have our Stevie Nicks moment of the week?
Pop singer and just speed them up and see if they
Let's
sound
see
like
how
Stevie
many,
Nicks?
How many we can find sound like Stevie Nicks.
You got it. You got it.
A grand experiment.
I love the idea. You know who has a new record out? And it is written by Weezer's own Rivers Cuomo. To celebrate their 50th anniversary, the Monkees have put out a new album. And Mike Nesmith has actually said he's going to tour, and I give it a... two shows with him. But you know what?
Too much. You know, God damn it. There's so many great artists out there. Why the Monkees
resurfacing?
Hey, you know, Mike, we have something in common with the Monkees is that Mickey Dolenz was also fired by CBS because he used to do mornings. But it sounds, to me, they actually wrote a song that sounds like they would have recorded 50 years ago. This is from the guy, the frontman for Weezer. It sounds like almost like Hard Day's Night era Beatles or the Birds, I think.
What I expected.
Isn't it?
Just what I expected.
Can you imagine the size of the lucky stick that hit Mickey Dolenz?
I swear to God.
He's such a zero.
Oh, that's such crap. I'm sorry. I know it's been loud.
Lose it. That monkey been blowed up real good.
Sorry, I turned it up too loud.
Oh, much better. That's the level, please.
Sorry. Oh, God. Got a little torque on me.
I had the wrong volume.
And let us close. Mike, big news for Bernie Sanders. Doesn't look like he's totally out of it yet.
Bernie Sanders beat Hillary Clinton in Indiana last night. He got 53% of the vote. The exit polls showed Sanders again beating Clinton among young voters, among white voters, independents, and voters who are fans of the bedhead look. Bernie says he will not go quietly into the night, primarily because he has to get up every 2 hours to pee.
feel the burn. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for celebrating our advertisers. We appreciate that. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And if you want to get a birthday request or a letter into the mailbag, send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It was a hell of a one today. It was fantastic.
Good.
We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Every damn night.
Ciao, ciao.
Good day.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.